Many people have heard the gospel, but not everyone has truly heeded it. Isaiah 53 and Romans 10 remind us that faith comes by hearing, and someone has to speak. In this short devotional, discover what it really means to heed the gospel and why your voice matters in the public square. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. I hope you're having a great day as you dive into God's Word and your heart is filled with great expectation of what God may do in your life today. We're going to dive into the Word in just a few moments, but before I do, if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, or comment, and if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It helps us create content just like this and to defend and advance biblical values in the public square. So what's our goal here? To change our hearts so that we change how we interact with each other in the public spaces that we find ourselves in. Today's question is, what is the good news? And have I heeded that good news? Let's read Romans chapter 10, verses 16 through 17. However, they did not all heed the good news, for Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed our report?" So faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of Christ. So what does the word heed actually mean? You think of that word, I heed to something. It means to believe or to obey irresistibly, to be like a child who obeys his parents, to heed your parents' warnings. So that's what the word heed means. And so let's talk about heeding the good news. We may start with this. What is the good news? And if you notice, as it says, they had not heeded the good news nor believed the report of Isaiah. So let's go back and see the good news that Isaiah proclaimed in Isaiah chapter 53. It says, "Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastising for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own ways, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of many people to whom the stroke was due, his grave was assigned with the wicked men, yet he was a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief, if he would render himself as a guilt offering. He will see his offspring, he will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hands. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge of the righteous one, my servant will justify the many, as he will bear their iniquity. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for their transgressors." So in Isaiah 53, we see that Isaiah is writing this report about the Messiah that would die on the cross for our sins, that would resurrect and conquer sin and death. And so the question we have to ask ourselves, will you heed the report, the good news of God? Will you believe the report that Jesus Christ died for your sins today? And will you take that good report into the public square today so that others may hear it as well? So let's go back to Romans chapter 10. It says, Lord, who has believed your report? So faith comes from hearing. And you might be thinking, why does faith come from hearing? Remember this. In Romans 10, 14, it says, how will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him who they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? So Paul is writing here. He says, listen, this gospel message is not caught through osmosis. Somebody's got to speak up and say the good news. Will it be you today? You know, I know that we have lifestyle evangelism that goes around the world, and that to a certain degree is good. But the reality is, at some point, you got to speak up and say the truth. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and life, and that no man goes to the Father except through him. So will you speak that truth today as you go into the public square? Will you speak God's report that Jesus was bruised for our transgressions, that he was the one who bore our sin on that cross today? Will you have that kind of courage to say what is actually true? Or will you just hope somehow by osmosis people will pick it up? I know that God wants to use you mightily today. And he's going to use you to share the good news of Jesus. So heed the good news today. So hearing, and it's not just hearing anything, but what is it hearing? Look at this. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. It's hearing that very gospel message about Jesus Christ. What is that gospel message? Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and that he rose again that we may have eternal life. And he says earlier that if we believe in our heart, it results in righteousness, and with our mouth we confess, resulting in salvation. And I love this because Jesus is laying out for us through Paul that we need to confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Well, I hope that you'll heed the good news today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today and we believe Isaiah's report in Isaiah 53 that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, that he laid down his life for us. And we believe the report of your son, Jesus Christ, that you go before us in all things. Lord, help us to speak that word of faith to others, God. Help us to share the good news to others today. Yes, we need to live it out. We need to live a godly lifestyle before them. But we also need to use our words, God, to share the love of Christ with them. So give us your wisdom, your insight, and your direction. Lead us to someone who needs to hear you today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.